So let's continue with Rav Yaakov Horowitz's list of 10 things a person can do to, parents can do to make sure their kids stay within the Mesorah. Pesach is about the Mesorah, so I thought this is an appropriate topic to discuss. Rav Yaakov Horowitz is one of the leading mechanchim of our generation. He's the head of Project Yes in America. He has articles and a website. I would encourage you, if you're a parent, to find his website and subscribe to his weekly articles. Very, very, very good. I once heard from Rav Orlowick, Shlita, that he and Rav Horowitz, Shlita, can finish each other's sentences. And that's a wonderful compliment. So Rav Yaakov Horowitz, what he says is considered authoritative in the chinuch world. So last week we did number one. Let's go on to number two. Number two, create a happy and nurturing home environment, avoid corporal punishment, and refrain from sending them to settings where it is condoned. The trend in chinuch nowadays is against hitting. And there's a reason for this. Rav Volbi Zatzal wrote the wonderful sefer, Hazriya Ubinyan B'chinuch, Planting and Building in Education. He writes there that he's against hitting. The goal as a parent is to create warmth with one's children. He explains the following very important fundamental yisod, very important idea. He says, adolescence is a challenging time for children. They're going through physical changes, emotional changes. We want our children to be comfortable talking to us as the parents. Therefore, when we're raising children, we want to have the long-range goal in mind, that we develop a warm, open relationship with our children, so that when they're teenagers and they're facing these bigger challenges, they turn to us to talk, and to ask, and to discuss. This is especially true in the modern world. If kids don't turn to us, there's someone out there, very intelligent, who knows everything instantaneously. His name is Dr. Google. And our kids will be turning to him for advice. And we don't want that. We want our kids turning to us. So Avobi writes that you want to develop this warmth in the home. And a home where the discipline style is based on hitting, it's nearly impossible. Nearly impossible to develop a warm and loving home. Rav Orlowick develops a similar idea. Rav Orlowick talks about that it's kimat yaharag vayavur, that to hit a child when you're out of control is mamish one of the worst things. The child is terrified. Who knows what the parent's going to do? And most of the time, when a person wants to hit a child, it's because he's very upset and out of control. Therefore, the leading rabbanim are against hitting, both at home and in school. So if the school's policy pushes hitting, Rav Horowitz says, you know, that the teachers can pot the children. Rav Horowitz says, try to find another school. It says in Mishlei, Chosech Shifto Sone Beno, he who spares the rod hates the child. So Rav Volbi discusses that. And Rav Volbi says that in our generation, he interprets the pasuk as follows. A shevet doesn't have to be a rod of unpleasantness, of harshness. It can be a rod of pleasantness. A shevet is used to guide, a rod of guidance. Rav Volbi quotes the Medrash. The Medrash says that every blade of grass has a malach that's hitting it and causing it to grow. Rav Volbi says it doesn't mean that the malach is actually hitting the blade of grass. Rather, the malach is guiding the blade of grass to grow. So too here, he understands the word shevet to mean the rod of guidance. In our generation, the guidance should be without hitting. Oh, and that's what Rav Horowitz here is saying as well. B'zat Hashem, we'll get to the Hazriya B'Michinuch and of Orlowick's books as well. And he says, create a happy and nurturing home environment. This starts with us, the parents, Simchas Achayim. Rav Orlovich says the following. Rav Orlovich says the following. The most important factor in a child developing in a healthy way, healthy emotionally, healthy psychologically, healthy spiritually, is the shalom bayis of the parents. Rav Orlovich says the 8 secrets of successful children, the 8 secrets of children, again, that are emotionally balanced and happy, etc., and successful in their ruchnias as well. Here are the 8 secrets. Get ready. Shalom bayis, 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 and shalom bayis. Oh, this is true on many levels, and in a future shir, Bezat Hashem, we will discuss it further. And what are the crucial components of shalom bayis? There are 2. Number 1 is character, the midos of each of the spouses. That's why Rav Orlovich tells young men and young women that when you're dating, the 3 most important things to look for are character, character, and character. Oh, but that's for another time. That's 1 component. And what's the other component of shalom bayis, Rav Orlovich says? Simchas hachayim. Are you a besimcha dika person? Very important. If you want to have a happy, warm home, then you have to be happy. Simchas hachayim. Have simcha in your life. These are things we should always be working on. And they're especially important when it comes to raising children. Rav Orlovich likes to quote a beautiful vort from the Sfas Emes, that often Simchas Hachaim depends on your outlook on the world. The letters of the word Besimcha are the same letters as the word Machshava. Why? Because very often, whether one is besimcha depends on one's machshava, how we view things, how we think about things. And it's very, very healthy for ourselves and for our children, Mirch Hashem, that we develop this proper machshava of trying to view things in a positive way. And if we do that, we'll be more besimcha, there'll be more shalom bayis, the home will be more of a simcha, more warm, which is crucial for success in raising children. Oh, I'll end with a famous mashal. I don't know if it's famous. I'll end with a beautiful mashal that I heard once from Rav Neuberger Shlita. Rav Neuberger said the following. 2 women are sharing a hospital room. One says, "Oi, I have a hard life. I have 3 kids. One lives in the city. And she only sees me once a week, and it's not enough. Another lives across the country, out of sight, and I almost never see him. He comes every few months to see me. It's not enough. And I have a 3rd child overseas, out of sight, out of mind. He sends me an email once in a while. I have a hard life. My kids don't treat me properly." The other woman said, "Ah, Baruch Hashem, I have a wonderful life. I have a daughter who lives in the city here, and she has a large family. Whoo, she's busy. And she still finds time to see me once a week. I have a son who lives across the country. You know what he did? He has a business. He's also busy. He organizes his business trips to come see me once every few months. And I have a child living overseas, out of sight, not out of mind. She still emails me once every now and then, and we're in touch. I have a wonderful life." These 2 women have exactly the same life. And the first one is always sad, and the second one walks around happy. This is a major yesod in Avodas Hashem, a major yesod in life. We should work on ourselves to develop this machshava and besimcha, to try to be more besimcha in our lives. Oh, okay, we'll stop here.